HDR.
T-minus 5 seconds to critical mass.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Hello, this is PDGA Radio for the week of July 7th, 2009. Ahead on this edition is an interview highlighting the upcoming Brent Hambrick Memorial National Tour event, along with results from last weekend's tournament action, another update on the annual PDGA elections, which are taking place this month, and another interview featuring an emerging disc golf company and their views on the economy affecting their business and disc golf. I am Steve Kaczynski, host and producer of PDGA Radio. Stay tuned for those stories and more, all courtesy of the PDGA Media Group.
It's at PDGAstore.com.
Visit the PDGA Store today for your disc golf shopping needs. Find great prices on tournament supplies, instructional books, and DVDs. Or look through the fine selection of PDGA clothing, apparel, and accessories.
You can find it all at PDGAstore.com.
Place an order for your copy of the latest World Championships DVD. Join or renew your PDGA membership for 2009. Then take the online Tournament Director and Officials test. And finally, grab a copy of the newly updated 21st edition PDGA course directory.
Yes, it's all at PDGAstore.com.
Well, despite the 4th of July weekend, the PDGA tournament calendar had a pair of A-tiers on the schedule for both Washington and in Ohio. There it was Roscoe's Revenge, being presented by Eye Candy Graphics and put on by the Jenkins family. Maybe surprisingly, no member of the Jenkins family earns a win at the event. Instead, on the men's side, Nico LaCastro comes from behind and overtakes Avery Jenkins during the final round as he throws a blistering 1086 rated final round, going with his 1074 rated first round en route to the 3-throw victory for LaCastro over Jenkins. Five throws off the lead was a three-way tie for third place involving Jeff Bennett, Jay Redding, and Nate Doss. On the women's side, it's Liz Lopez breaking through with what could be her biggest win yet as she beats Elaine King in a playoff to get the victory, one throw ahead of Valerie Jenkins, who settles for third place. Kristen Weidel was fourth, and Des Redding finishes fourth, seven throws off the pace. Finally, in the Masters division, it was Al Shaq winning over Chris Barbo and Pete Johnson. Now for the Fort Steilacoom Classic out west in Lakewood, Washington. And there it's Nate Sexton getting a three-throw win over Chandler Fry. Dion Arlen finishes in third place, another three throws back, and Andrew Rich ends up in fourth. Jesse Westfall won a small women's division, and the Masters division title went to Scott Papa by one over Jeff Burns. Up north in Toronto, Canada, was the Canadian Open on the Toronto Island, with Kim Scott Wood getting a three-throw win over Brandon Dobson and Brian Motley. In the advanced division, it was Phil Hartford edging out Mike Bay by two. Elsewhere around the disc golf world, Brian Schwebiger won in North Carolina, Kevin McCoy won in Georgia, Michael Raley won in Michigan, Michael Johansson and Pat Husted both won in South Carolina at separate events, Chris Sprague won in Iowa, Bradley Williams won in Texas, Ken Rollins in Ohio, and Blair Bowes won in Kentucky. This next weekend's PDGA tournament calendar for the weekend of July 11th and 12th, highlighted by the season's next stop on the National Tour as they take on the Brent Hambrick Memorial in Ohio. We'll hear more about that coming up in just a minute, but you can also check out the Daytona Open in Florida, the Denver Classic in Colorado, the Crawdad Cooker in Pennsylvania, the Baked Potato Open is in Idaho, the Frying Pan in California, North Dakota has the Badlands Open, and the Mid-America Open is in Missouri. International schedule full of action this weekend. They have the British Open, also the Swedish Championships, and three events in Finland as part of their national tour. Full schedule along with results and news from those tournaments and more, of course, can be found from PDGA.com.
Be a part of disc golf history as the Professional Disc Golf Association and Kansas City Flying Disc Club present the 2009 Disc Golf World Championships, July 27th through August 1st in Kansas City. Make your plans now to join the thousands of disc golf enthusiasts as more than 20 world champions will have their names forever be a part of disc golf history. Join defending world champions David Feldberg and Valerie Jenkins, along with two-time world champion Nate Doss, 12-time world champion Ken Climo, and the hundreds of other players from all over the world for what is sure to be a fantastically entertaining week of disc golfing, friends, and fun. It's the 2009 Professional Disc Golf Association World Championships from Kansas City, July 27th through August 1st. Visit kcworlds.com for more information.
Welcome back to PDGA Radio. Up next is an interview that the PDGA's marketing director, John Dusler, recently had with Dan Busick, previewing this weekend's Brent Hambrick Memorial National Tour event and the history behind it.
This week, the 2009 PDGA National Tour makes the turn towards home at the Brent Hambrick Memorial Open in Columbus, Ohio. There are three more NT events to go, including the BHMO, as well as the Worlds and the USDGC that are part of the points chase. Our Woodchuck Cider Drive for the Championship winners will be crowned in Rock Hill in October at the USDGC. It's been a great NT season so far, and there's lots of disc golf action left with the points race still wide open. But this weekend is about so much more than just NT points or even just disc golf. This weekend is about remembering one of the early promoters and ambassadors of our great sport, Brent Hambrick, whose untimely death from leukemia is the motivation for this tournament. I caught up to longtime friend and 10-year touring pro of Brent's, Dan Busick, and asked him how the Brent Hambrick Memorial got started.
Well, back in the early 90s, Brent was a big disc golfer here in Columbus. He loved the sport. He had the ability to promote the sport and wanted to promote it and wanted to have a big tournament in Columbus. Brent and I had traveled around the country for quite a few years playing in a lot of events, seeing how tournaments were run, and Brent always had, you know, his ideas of, man, we need a great course in Columbus with a great tournament. So he started the Columbus Open. He ran that in 91, 92. It was just incredible event, all out, just full-blown event, not a tournament, but an event. You know, I had activities for the players, for the spectators, gave away a lot of prizes to both, and so he did that for a couple of years and set a real high standard for tournament play. 93, there was another tournament director. Then Brent started getting ill again. He had a Hodgkin's disease early on and then came down with leukemia. So 93 was the last year we had a tournament until 97, which is when we started the Brent Hambrick Memorial Open. Brent had passed away earlier that year, and you know, by being a close friend of Brent, and you know, he was my disc golf buddy, I thought, what can we do to, you know, really keep his legacy alive? And I thought, hey, let's run a tournament. You know, so we started the Brent Hambrick Memorial Open, and it was our way of keeping his memory alive. We wanted to run it the same way that Brent ran his tournament, so first few years it was just, you know, we just did everything we possibly could to get as many sponsors to run it just like Brent would and make it even better. So the first year we ran the tournament was a one-day event on a Saturday. We had 120 people from around the country. You know, there was just David Greenwell was there, Fred Solaz, people that we had known all around the country, even came to honor Brent in the tournament. It was pretty incredible. So that's how, you know, the BHMO got its start. And from there, it's just really taken off, you know, tremendously and become what we like to think is one of the premier events on the PDGA.
Well, it's a national tour event, so certainly it is one of the premier events. Dan, tell me a little bit about your relationship with Brent.
Well, Brent and I met, you know, by playing disc golf. He grew up in the north end of Columbus. I grew up in the south end. And disc golf is how, you know, we became friends. We both had a great passion for the game. We were both very competitive. You know, we had that love-hate relationship, or, you know, love to hate each other because you beat me, I beat you. It was just very competitive, a lot of fun, and it made us both a lot better. And so, you know, we got to travel the country together. We went out to California, we went to Canada, we went to Florida, the Carolinas, you know, pretty much anywhere we wanted to play, and we did that for about 10 years. So that's how we got started, and, you know, our relationship obviously lasted up until, you know, he passed away.
So the both of you were able to survive 10 years on the road together, huh?
Yeah, it was pretty amazing. And like I said, it was one of those love-hates, you know, you love to hate each other.
Of course.
But at the same time, you were best friends.
That's great. Tell me a little bit about what you would consider Brent's contributions to disc golf would be.
His ability to promote the sport and to show people that, you know, it's a fun sport, anybody can play it, but he wanted to make the tournament, the Columbus Open, not only a premier event for the players, but for spectators. He wanted to bring, you know, disc golf to the public. He wanted them to see what a great sport it was, how talented the players in the sport were, and how easy it was to pick up the sport and to play it. And then, you know, from there, it was up to you how far you wanted to take it. But, yeah, he did a lot of legwork in Columbus, you know, bringing it to the limelight, working with the parks department, building that relationship, building relationships with radio stations, you know, sponsors, to make it an event, you know, not just a tournament, but an event.
And would you say part of the legacy he's left behind is a strong club in Ohio?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's still in play. I mean, the whole tournament is keeping Brent's memory alive. I think we're in this 12th year, 12th, 13th. I ran it for the first 5 or 6 years, and then I thought, you know what? It's, you know, to really keep this tournament going, we need to pass it on. And so there was another young player, club member in Columbus, Brian Schick, who took it over for 2 or 3 years. It passed on to another club member, then it came back to myself for 3 or 4 years, and then Paul Jay, who was our Columbus president and a great promoter of disc golf, took it over last year. So it's pretty cool to kind of watch it. The memory's staying alive, but it's switching hands, which is a testament to how strong the club is, 150 people, you know, and how everybody is willing to step in and make this event work, from groundskeeping to sponsorship raising to doing whatever it needs to be done, you know, to make the event happen.
Well, great, Dan. We're really looking forward for PDGA Media to bring full coverage of the Brent Hambrick Memorial Open next weekend, July 11th and 12th in Columbus, Ohio. Dan, we'll see you out on the course next weekend.
All right. Look forward to seeing everybody.
And thanks to Dan Busick for spending a few moments with us reminiscing about his good friend Brent Hambrick, who this week's National Tour event is named after. For full coverage of this weekend's Brent Hambrick Memorial on July 11th and 12th, make sure to stay tuned to PDGA.com. For PDGA Media, this is John Dusler reporting. Back to you, Steve.
All right, thanks, John. And also don't forget, I'll have a recap of the results and storylines from that event next week here on PDGA Radio. Next up for this week's edition is your disc golf news.
Are you a PDGA member? No benefits of being a PGA member. Well, let's run down the list of just some of the benefits available only to members of the Professional Disc Golf Association.
Hey, thanks, Billy. Some of those benefits include a free subscription to Disc Golfer Magazine, discounted tournament entry fees, official player ratings, discount with Enterprise Rent-A-Car, a vote in the annual elections, discounts at Wyndham Hotels, including Days Inn, Super 8, Howard Johnson, and Travelodge, also a collectible members-only golf disc, and a free membership to Disc Golf United.
Yes, all this and more can be yours just by becoming a member of the PDGA today. For more information on how you and your family can become members of the Professional Disc Golf Association and help support disc golf, visit PDGA.com. We are back, and it's time for your PDGA Radio News, where it's July. And it's, of course, annually highlighted by the PDGA elections. and the World Championships, which, again, will be July 27th through August 1st in Kansas City, Missouri. More information can be found online at kcworlds.com. Registration still open until July 17th. Back to the elections, where if you are a current PDGA member, you should have recently received your email with the link in order for you to cast your vote. If you haven't seen it yet, first check your junk or spam folder in your email box. That's where I find mine on June 30th. If you still can't find it, contact the PDGA office and they can send you a new one. Hopefully. The election period is open until the end of July, with the elected candidates assuming office in September. Several state coordinator positions are being contested, along with four seats on the board of directors, with five people running for those four seats. All the candidate statements and more information available for your review on PDGA.com. Now into an interview I had a couple weeks ago now with Lars Nordgren, who co-owns a disc golf business some of you may have heard of named LS Discs. They're based out of Kansas, and although not an industry leader by any means, I wanted to hear his thoughts about operating a disc golf business and how the recent economy might be affecting it.
PDGA Radio is still live here at the Minnesota Majestic, up in the Flymark area. Things are wrapping up, they're packing up, but with the LS Discs Corner, they made the drive up here from Kansas to actually make their first stop here in Minnesota. How things go for you? It's your first real big exposure onto this market. Sell a lot of stuff, going to get your logo out here?
Yeah, we did pretty well. Like you said, it was the first time we've ever been out in the north, like other than last year Worlds. And Minnesota has some amazing courses, and for us to be up here and be a part of that, that's great exposure in itself.
And now, explain a little bit about your line, what you all sell. You got discs, you got shirts, you're kind of competing against the Dynamic Discs, the Park, those types of companies, and you're really just along those lines, right?
Yeah, we do a lot of those same things. We sell discs, we run tournaments, we run our league in our home city. We design apparel. We try to do stuff that's not every day. That's not just, hey, there's our logo. We try to do stuff that's unique. There's stuff that you don't always have to wear on the course. You can always also wear, like, out in everyday life. And so cool, unique clothing, that's something we're getting to. And we also do our own custom dyes now. And we do a lot of different stuff that basically offer variety. So it's not just this and the basic disc lines that people, most disc shops have.
Now, you guys have been around for a few years now, mostly local. You are starting to spread more national now, definitely, and getting your logo out there in your name. How would you describe, I guess, the economy of disc golfers? Have you seen people spending less, or are they still spending the same, more?
Honestly, in my opinion, one thing that has helped, we've seen a lot of increase in sales just because we've been traveling a lot more. I graduated college, and this is now what I do full-time, and so we've had a lot of increase in exposure and stuff like that, but the economy really hasn't affected it. It's actually affected disc golf better. It has made the exposure of disc golf go up because it doesn't cost as much as regular golf, so it's cheaper to buy drivers. You can go out and buy a full set for, like, even with a bag, for, like, $50, and you can enjoy that, and it's free to play on courses. So you don't have to go out and spend $700 at a regular golf club. And so I think the decrease in amount of spending money that people have is actually increasing the sport's popularity because they don't have to use their excess money on a not very much playing in another sport.
That's very true. And I guess if you can, just give us a quick snapshot of what type of customer you guys keep talking to. Are they the newbie, or are they more the kind of seasoned amateur?
We deal with a lot of different customers. We see a lot of new players coming through, and we have to give our disc advice experience. We've been playing for about 12 years, since I was 10 years old. And so we offer our advice to them and basically help them throw something that they should be throwing and not throwing something that's way out of the league. And we also have people that come through that have been playing for many years. We have Avery Jenkins come through every once in a while. We have a lot of, like, people that are really good. We have a lot of pros in our area that make it from us too. And so we have a lot of a very, very a variety of customers that come through, and especially skill level also.
And a little side information I happen to know is you did just put out a new website. What is it, and what do you got on it?
LSSys.net is our new site. LSSys.com was, we also have that up, which is our eBay store. That was what I had up while I was going through college, and now that I'm out of college, I'm able to do this more full-time and put more effort towards it. And so we put up a new site, LSSys.net, and it showcases not only our discs, our new custom dives that we're doing, but it also showcases a lot of our new tournaments that are coming through the area. And so we have all of our tournament registration that we do. We have put it up on that site to make it easy, one-stop shop for people. And we also, like along with our apparel and everything else, we're also going to be putting up our team players page pretty soon, and have all their biographies and stuff, stuff about them, so that it can showcase them and their achievements they've done.
All right, it's LS Discs. It's Lake Shawnee, Kansas area. That's where the LS is from. Next time you see them around, check out the Nordgren Brothers. They got all sorts of stuff for you.
That is all the time we have for this week's edition of PDGA Radio. Once again, I'm your host and producer, Steve Kaczynski. I will be back again next week, so until then, always remember to keep the dream alive and never stop practicing. Thanks for listening to PDGA Radio, your weekly source for disc golf news and information. Your story ideas, comments, and feedback about the program is always welcome. You can email us at pdgaradio@pdga.com. Sponsorship partners and advertising opportunities are also available with PDGA Radio. Please contact the PDGA office for more details. And again, thanks for listening to PDGA Radio.
Goodbye.